So you've built up a successful Chrome extension business. You've got this recurring income that's largely passive. You're able to work when you want. So why on earth would you sell that and give all that up? Well, the answer is that you're going to get a decent cash lump sum payment. So you'll get 4 to 8 years worth of profit paid up front, safe and secure in your bank with no risk in the future of your extension becoming less popular or something happening to the host platform. It's something that you should bear in mind from the off, and maybe even have a target exit amount and exit strategy in mind. So let's explore now some of the reasons why you might look to sell, apart from just receiving a cash lump sum payment. So scaling up your extension may require a larger team, more time commitment, and maybe you thought you didn't really sign up to be managing a team and all the headaches that come with that. Perhaps you prefer building things up from scratch, and now this is successful. Maybe you think it's time to start on a new project. So you need to revisit your goals and consider your purpose and motivation for the extension. Do you want to be working on it for the next year, the next 3 years, or even 10 years? And if the answer is no, then you need to formulate an exit strategy. So there are many different reasons and motivations for selling. First one we touched on just before, it's maybe becoming a bit of a job in disguise. So you're working super hard, you might be getting burnt out, and you might actually be less happy working in this job that you've given yourself. So it might just be time to call it a day and give it to somebody else to try and scale up. You could be hitting scaling pains. It might not be your area of expertise. You might just want a change of scenery, which was certainly true in my case. So I've been working on my extensions for over 3 years. I developed almost all the features that the user base had requested, and I just wasn't excited to work on that same problem in that particular niche anymore. So I was looking for a change of scenery. You might foresee a risk to your business. So you might think you want to get out whilst the going's good. Of course, there is the financial gain, which is the big one. You're going to end up with this cash lump sum payment, and that could help fund new projects that you might work on. You might see that the niche itself is trending downwards, so it's going to become harder to get more users into your extension, or there's maybe some competition that's just entered the market that you're concerned about. You could have shiny object syndrome, so linked to change of scenery, and be wanting to explore other business opportunities, other software things maybe outside of Chrome extensions, or even Chrome extensions in different niches. But yeah, you can see there's plenty of reasons, and there might be a blend of them ultimately for you that mean that you want to sell out of your Chrome extension business. All right, so in the next lesson, we'll have a look at whereabouts you can sell a Chrome extension business. So I'll see you in the next lesson.